Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Hello and welcome. I am Victoria Falk, and today we have the pleasure of speaking with Casilda Elena Roper Simpson. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So tell us, you're running for the Democratic seat to be the next Kings County Civil Court judge?
Absolutely. I'm running for Kings County Civil Court judge. I'm running for the entire Brooklyn. Anywhere in Brooklyn that you are registered to vote, you can vote for me for that position.
So what puts you a step ahead of the other two candidates that are running?
Well, over the years, I have been practicing for over 25 years. And prior to that, I've been a part of the system, the justice system. I was a paralegal, and I was a legal secretary. And what puts me apart from the other candidates is that most certainly anyone can, you know, they're qualified to run for this position. But I'm the best qualified for this position in the sense that I have been personally and professionally prepared myself for this position. And in personally prepare myself, I raised my three children and I have four great-grandbabies. And when I went to law school, when I started law school in 91, my first year, they call them 1L, I was a mother of two, a four-year-old and a nine-month-old. I was privileged to have my village to help me through that process of the 3 years of law school. In doing my profession, I realized that I had to manage that and raising my children. And in doing that, I've accomplished raising my children, my husband and I, and feeling very great about where they are in their own lives. Professionally, I have been a criminal defense attorney for over 20 years. I have been a managing attorney for a foster care agency on Fulton Street. When I came out of law school, my sister, who was also at the time an attorney, opened a law office on Fulton Street right across from the Restoration. Now, of course, I had the choice to take a job anywhere else, but I wanted to work with my sister in my community, the community where I grew up. I'm from Crown Heights. I'm a proud Crown Heights person, raised in Crown Heights, did a lot of things, I learned a lot of things. And the diversity in that community prepared me also for the bench. We had Panamanians, where I'm from Panama. I came to this country when I was 4 or 5 years old with my parents and my siblings and went to school in this country. We had Grenadians, we had Trinidadians, we had Bajans in Crown Heights, very diverse. And also the Haitian community was also there. It was a very diverse community. And understanding that in preparing myself for this position, I professionally did those things in covering those areas. Because when you get elected to this position, civil court, you can be assigned to either criminal court, family court, or civil court. I've had trials. I used to work for medium to large law firms. I used to do slip and fall cases, auto accidents. I've been a part of discrimination cases. I've worked for the Division of Human Rights for New York State. Presently, I am an adjunct professor where I've been teaching for 12 to 13 years. I teach at Molloy College and I teach criminal justice. And I actually had the privilege of teaching at New York City Community College where I went as a student, where I got my first two-year degree. And I am also presently an administrative judge, administrative law judge. It was a position that I sought after to continue and solidify my preparation for the bench. As an adjunct, as an administrative judge, I hear cases, I do hearings. I have to be impartial. Of course, respect is just a given. You have to be respectful to folks always. I take the laws, I take the facts, and apply it accordingly. So what sets me apart from the others is that I have the qualifications and the experience that can allow me to sit in any of those parts, any of those counties, any of those criminal court, family court, or civil court, and not necessarily learn on the job.
Well, you've mentioned all throughout your campaign, experience in the law, dedicated to the people, and definitely qualified for the position.
Absolutely.
Now, in closing, what final words do you have for our listening audience to let them know that you are the first choice, the only choice for this position?
I'm the first and the only choice for this position because, as I started to state earlier, we've had a backlog in our court system even before the pandemic. Now that we have this pandemic, most definitely it's really triple probably what we've had on a normal operation of the court system. And taking my experience, knowing that I can sit in any of those parts and handle any case that may come in front of me, I'm prepared for that. I want the people to understand and the community of Brooklyn to understand that I'm not picked by the machine. The Brooklyn Democrats didn't pick me. I chose to run and thought it was necessary at this time to run because of all the changes, the legal changes in our legal environments, all the changes. And at this time, you want someone that's going to represent the diversity of our community, the diversity of Brooklyn. And in understanding that, I'm asking for people to go to my website, RoperSimpson4judge.com, and see where I come from, see what I've done for the community, my community service, what I've done as a community advocate and a servant to my community, and being on the Lions Club, NAACP, Life Camp, Rain for Life, and making sure that other people are service and a betterment for their lives. And then putting me on the bench, you know that I won't be learning on the job. I can hit the ground running. No one is going to or should ever hire someone that's not totally prepared for the job.
So we thank you so much for joining us today. And we thank our listeners for tuning in. This has been our interview with Casilda Elena Roper Simpson. And to learn more about her and her campaign, please go to www.ropersimpson4judge.com. That's www.ropersimpson4judge.com. And we're using the number four. Thank you so much. This has been People, Power, and Politics.
People, Power, and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People, Power, and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.